the Rebbe Kiva. According to Rebbe Kiva, anytime you ask for a shvua, you always mean even a mashu. The Yomar Rebbe Kiva holds, Adam Oyser Atzmei B'Cholshum. When you say, L'moshla, make a shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. So you don't only mean to ask for, I can't eat a kezayi shvui. Rebbe Kiva swear is no. Even a mashu, the little part of that bread, also you're not allowed to eat. So according to Rebbe Kiva, it's also good. If you make a shvua, you're not going to eat a nevela, the shvua is chal. Because midyaraisa, a chatzi zayis, you are allowed to eat. Now, because of your shvua, you're not allowed to eat a chatzi zayis. So that's what Rosh Lakish answered. Now, the question is, if according to Rosh Lakish, it's also midrabonin, so vaita, yamushva, midrabonin, you're not allowed to eat this nevelo. So why is the shvua chal? If you're telling me now Rosh Lakish holds that chatzi is also midrabonin, so since it's also a kopen midrabonin, so lechura the shvua should not be chal idam. Because you're usher anyway. So tomorrow, no, v'chi tenu, maybe you'll tell me, kivon diyis lehetim in atayro, since midir isa, you are allowed to eat a chatzi zayis of iser. A chatzi zayis of nevel is mutim in atayro, according to Rosh Lakish. So melom, kochal korban shvua. Therefore, I will tell you, the shvua is chal, even though true midir rabbonin. You're not allowed to eat this chatzi zayis of the nevelo, but since midir isa, you are allowed to eat it. So midir isa, the shvua is chal. That now we say, because of the Shvua, you're not allowed to eat the Chatzi Zayis of the Nevela. Maybe that's a Svara. So the Gemara Novia Tanan will learn not like that. I'll bring you proof that when you're Osir Midrabonin, it's also called its Osir. And the Nevela, since Midrabonin, you're not allowed to eat the Chatzi Shir, there should be the Svara that the Shvua should not be Chalida. What's my Raya? The Tanan will learn like this. The Mishnah says in Shvuas, Shvua say this. There's a shvua that I have a right to swear, make you swear that you don't know Edis. Like if I say Reuben owes me $100. So they say, prove it. They say, sure, I know this, because my friend Shimon, he was there. He saw the way Reuben took money from me. So now Bezin tells Shimon, I want you to make Edis. Come and say this. He says, no, I don't know the Edis. So we tell you, swear that you don't know the Edis. So if he swears false, that's the case of a shvua Edis. That you swore, no, I never saw what happened. I don't know what's going on. You swore you don't know. So we leave you alone. We don't tell you to come to Bezdin to be the Edis. But later we came out, you found false. That's a loch yichayev a korban shavua. That's called shavua sedis. Now the loch is shavua sedis, ain't on the heges, ella bruyin lahoyid. You have to be somebody that you could say Edis. You're a bar Edis. Now the mission there explains, by an isha it doesn't apply. Because an isha, even if she does know and she would come to Bezdin, we don't listen to her. An isha can't be an aid. So therefore it only applies to a person that has the right to say aidis. So now the person Reuben says, come and say aidis for me, and you say, no, I don't know. So I have a right to make you swear that you don't know. Now Vyavinambo Lamute Mai. Like what's the special halacha the Mishnah is saying, Ainan Hegat Elabruyan Lahoyin? Like you have to come to explain something new more than just the Stam Halochis. Like Rashi says, Vyavinambo Lamute Mai. So like Namba Masnitz and Behegya, that we didn't learn clearly in the Mishnahs over there. For Tony Laresha, because the Mishnah there explained in Shavuos, the Hegya's pa'anoshim v'loy v'noshim. The Shavuos say this only applies to men and not to ladies, because a lady can't say this anyway in Bezdin. Berachaykim v'loy v'kravim. Only to a person that's not a korof to you, because your own relatives, they're possibly this anyway. So they're not right to say this. There's no issa Shavuos this. V'ksherim v'loy v'psulim. Only if the person is a kosher aid, and not if it's a postal aid. If he's postal aidist, so we can't make you swear that you don't know aidist, because even if you do know the aidist, we don't hear the aidist from you. You're a postal. So that's what the Mishnah already said. So the question is, what is this Mishnah in Shavuos coming to include? What's the Chiddush here? That it says, Ein hegas ela bruyim lahayid. V'avina bo lamute mai, what are you excluding? What else is new? Somebody that can't say aidist? Re'apapiru ama lamute melech. It comes to exclude a king. A king, the locker is also, we're not allowed to say Edis upon a king, and a king doesn't say Edis about anybody else. It's not quite there for a king to come to say Edis. So therefore, if this person, Reuven, says, you owe me $100, so Bezin says, prove it, they say, sure, I have the king here that saw it. So either the king swears, it's not called the Shavuos Edis. Because even if he would come and say Edis, we're not Makabla's Edis. A king doesn't have a din to say Edis. So he's not the pasha of Shavuos Edis. Rashi says, "Lute Melech, that's Nan Bei Loi Meid, for Loi Midin Oisoi. We don't say this upon him, and he can't say this for somebody else." Reavacha by Yaakov Amol Lute Masach Vekuvia. Somebody that gambles,
again below that he's possible mid rabbonin. So drash the mutim sacha be kibukuvia bervin to have a gazla mid rabbonin or possible yedus. Since it's called gzela mid rabbonin, it's mid raisi not a gazla musunzi. The Gemara says for masachet kibukuvia mid raisa mechtechazin. Now masacha be kibukuvia mid raisi is kosher to say yedus. The rabbonin uda paslu. It's only mid rabbonin that he can't say yedus. For lekachal alei shvua. And still we say his shvua is not chal. So we see, even though midiraisa, this person that gambles, is allowed to be an edus, so midiraisa lechur, if he swears that he does not know the edus, it's called an issa shvuas edus, still we say no. Since midirabonin, we don't listen to his edus, so he's called the person that can't say edus. So if he swears, I do not know the edus, and then later we came out that he does know the edus, he's part of a shvuas edus. Why? Because since midirabonin, he can't say aid, that's called he's not in the pasha. So Chorabayas also, since the Chatzishir is also midirabonin, it's called it's also. So if you make a shvua now, not to the Chatzishir, l'chu the shvua should not be chal. So Rashi says, midiraisa mechtechazi. So I have a gazlin, because when you gamble, you're not really stealing. I'm not taking anything away from you. It's not a gazlin midiraisa. Why? Ela shegozo miyodai. A gzelim midiraisa means I go and grab something away from you. He went and took away the thing from the mitzri. If you grab it, take it away, that's called a maisik zela. But here when you're gambling, the people give it to you. It's only a svara that the rabbon and the sasek was like the nesmachta. The person never really gave it to you, but the ashleima, that on the side he'd lose, he meant to give it to you. He only put the money down in the pot because he thought he was going to win. But on the side he's going to lose, he never had real das to give it to you. See, even though we hold the smachta is lakanyam, but I call upon him in the rabbonin, though it's also. So you only call the gazlim in the rabbonin, and still we say, if you swear now that I do not know the edis, and later we found out that you do know the edis, you're potter from the yisr shvuas edis. Why? Because you're not a person that's roy to say the edis. Even though midiraisa, you are roy. So we see we handle with the yisr of the rabbonin, that since midirabonin you can't say edis, it's considered now like midiraisa you can't say edis. Here also, since with the Rabbonin, you can't eat the Chatzishir, it should be considered that with the rice you can't eat the Chatzishir like, as if to say, and therefore the Shvua should not be Chal. So Gemara answers no. Really, the Rabbonins we don't look at. With the rice, what's awesome in the Rabbonin doesn't mean anything. Really, a Chatzishir, with the rice, it's Mutter, therefore when you make a Shvua, you're not going to eat a Chatzishir of Nevela, the Shvua is Chal. But Edis is different. Shani Hossam, the Yom HaKro, Im Lo Yagid. The Torah says, why are you over this Issa Shua say this? Because you did not come to say this. Like you swore false. You swore I did not see what happened. I can't come to Bezdin to testify. I can't say the Edis. And then we found out you said a Sheker. You're over the Issa Shua Sheker. Why? Because you should have come. Because in Lo Yagid. Svahai Lav Bar HaGadhu. So Torah says clearly, it's only by a person that we have a tain upon him, he should have come to Bezdin and said the Edis, and Bezdin would have listened to him. But a person that's a Masachi Lekuvia, that's possible, true, it's only with the Rabbonin, but Lamaisa, when he comes to Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't listen to him. So he can't be Mekayim the Pasach of him Layagid. He's not a person to say, you should have said your Edis. Because when this person walks into Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't listen to him. Even though midiraisa, we should listen to him, but I call upon him midirabonin, our dinamar, your apostle yedis, we don't listen to you. So therefore, yes, exams the cost of him lo yagid. The yes, the shvuas edis is only if you're swearing false, you don't know the edis, and mashenkin, if you would have known it, you should have come and Bezdin would listen to you. But if your apostle midirabonin, the Bezdin doesn't listen to you, you're not mechal this yisr. Brenna chanami, other places by us, by Chatzishir, since midiraisa Chatzishir is muta, the shvua could be chal. Even though midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat it, so what? But midiraisa, you are allowed to. You're not called mishva v'yom mehasinahim. Therefore, the nether, the shvua is chal. So that's pshat in this first mishnah, according to Resh Lakish. He holds the shvua is chal either on the Chatzishir, because a Chatzishir is muta and not Torah. Even though it's also midirabonin, so what? It's only midirabonin, not midiraisa. Here. Because tomorrow now, v'chol hecha de toni onus chorus, le toni yosur. Like, what was the first kasha the Gemara started out with? The first kasha was, why does the Mishnah only say a lashon of osur? It should have said a lashon of onus chorus. So you ask him, whenever the klal is that you're osur the chorus, it always says it's an onus chorus, and it doesn't always say the lashon of osur. That's why you ask the kasha, why does the Mishnah just say osur? It should have said onus chorus. For the Gemara, bring in now other cases also. Even though there's an issa chorus involved, we just said the lashon of osur. For Tanya, Afal pi shomru osa bekulan. Even though we say Yerosu on all of them, in other words, didn't the Mishnah, all these five Inuyim, Yerosu on all of them on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to sicha, rub yourself, you can't wash yourself, you can't wear shoes, you can't have tashma shamita. Still, lo yomru onas koris, elo al oichol vishoysa. V'yoysa malacha bovad. Only if you eat on Yom Kippur, or else you drink a shear on Yom Kippur, or eat a shear, or else you do a malacha. If you do one of the lama test malacha, then you chayiv koris. Mashenkein, just for these inuyim of wearing shoes or washing yourself, you're not chayiv koris. So you see, even though it says lashon of afal pi shomru osa bekulan, so it only says lashon of osur. As the lady explains, when there's a chayiv koris. So you see, you could say lashon osur, even though it goes on an isa koris. So Mara says, no, hoche kamam. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ki shomru osur. When the Mishnah says it's osur, loy omru ella bekechatzi shir. The din isur is only in a case where it's not shaykh koris. When you only eat a chatzi shir, then it's only osur, there's no chiyuv koris. Avo kishir, mashenkin, if you eat a shir on Yom Kippur, you eat the size of a date, or you drink the size of a mulalugmum, on this koris, enech nami is a chiyuv koris for that. Now, the Bryce is telling us, the afal pi shayn is koris, even though if you eat or drink, you chayiv koris, and on this chorus, elo, oichel v'shoysa v'yoysa melacha bovad. That only if you eat or drink or do melachas on Yom Kippur, that's when there's a chiyuv koris. But the other inuyim, there is no issur koris. That's only yosur. And we spoke out of the machlokes rishonim, as the other inuyim are only yosur in the rabbonin, so it's mashma from Rashi, and from Tosfos Shita, and the Ran brings down the Shita, no, it's even yosur in the raisim. Just the Torah gave it over to the rabbonin, that they have a right to explain to us, what is the tais when the Torah said, don't wash yourself. What's also by washing yourself? So the Rabbanan explained that only a washing of Hanor, but a washing stamp to clean yourself, that's mutter. That's where the Ran learns. Right? But I call upon him, chorus for sure you don't have by these inuyim of washing sich and yuzha sandal. The boy is saying another Torah says like this, ki ketoni osa ashara. You know why it says loshin osur? It goes on the rest of the cases. This could be a Torah to the Mishnah also. The reason why the Mishnah says Yom Kippurim Osur Ba'achilu B'shtir V'chitzu V'sichu Nizal Sandol, the reason why it doesn't say Onus Chorus, because it wants to say one Lashon that applies to all of them. And since for Rechitza and Sichu Nizal Sandol there's no Chiyuv Chorus, that's why the Mishnah only says Lashon of Osur. In other words, Osur is not only going on Achil and Shtiyah, it's going on all the cases. So on the other cases there's not Chorus, that's why the Mishnah Sam says Osur and not a Chiyuv Chorus. The Tona Rabbah Rav Yosef Bishar is Sifra de Beirav. By the other Svarim is not only Sefer Vayikra, and the Pashas Bamidbar, and the Pashas Devorim, that Minayin, how do we know? Liyoy Makipurim, She'ose Berechitza, Besicho, Vinos Asandol, Ova Tashma Shamita. How do I know these things are also on Yom Kippur? Talmudayim, the Pasuk says, Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbosoin. So we dashin Shavus. That Shabbosoin means there's an Issa to rest, and Shavus means that the Rashi learns, that's Rashi Shittam, that these are only us with the Rabbonin. That with the Rabbonin, they made certainly Surum of a Shavuos, it's like an Asmachta, from this pasuk to make the Issa. And Rashi says, Shabbosin, the Gabi Inuksiv, again, to give yourself pain and not to have enjoyment. The Chihecha, the Shabbosin, who am the Shabbos, Asam Chubei Rabbonin, Shar Melocha Shloihoye Bemishkon, the Yeina Melocha Gemura, just like by the Issa Shabbos. Midirabonin. There's a lot of things that's also Mishum Shavus. As the Rabbonin, now they'll write on Shabbos, there's an Issa Shavus. No, not writing. Now do Mekach HaMemcha, there's the Yisurum HaShavus Midirabonin. His Hochinami Shabbos and Gabi Inui. That's what the Postet says by Yom Kippur, it's supposed to be Ma'ana, put yourself in pain. It says Loshen of Shabbosin. Tehsiv Shabbosin Hulachem, V'yenisim Asnach Yoseichim. Is Lohoysef Al-Inui Achilu Shtiyakosi. It comes to include more things than just eating and drinking. What else is osur? Midrabbonin, there are other things that are osur. Midrabbonin is asmachti to asur other things. What? That you can't wash yourself, you can't rub yourself, you can't put on shoes, that has leaven, you can't have tashma shamita. That's Rashi Shita, that these things are only osur midrabbonin. According to the Ran Shita, this would be the asmachta why the Rabbonin has a right to explain what the Torah meant to add. The Torah meant to say that there's more in him than osur, and it's like osur midraisum. Just the Rabbanan are coming to explain what does the Torah mean to us. Right, Gufa, before we learned, that Chatzi Shira Tzalach Loikis. whenever you come to eat a half of the kezayis of a chazir, is it osim midiraisa or not? Rabbi Yechon Amar osim in a Torah. Yes, it's osim midiraisa. You don't get malchus, but it's osim midiraisa. Resh Lakish Shoma mutim in a Torah. It's mutim midiraisa. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Yechon Amar osim in a Torah. Esvara kivu nechazel litzarufe. Since when you how do you eat a kezayis? How do you eat the shear of a kezayis of a chazir? You start eating a little bit at a time. You eat a little bit, then you eat the rest of it. So it's a svara in the little beginning of it, that first chatashir was also awesome in a Torah. Because from this little chatashir, you could eventually come out to eat the whole shear. That's a svara the Torah even after the beginning of the shear. So therefore, chatashir, since it's chazi, that's the rufim, it's able to add one and one and one till you get to a full kezayis, therefore it's isura. Isura kochum. Even the beginning what you're eating is also awesome. Resh Lakish Shama no mutum in a Torah. Achilu amar achmon. The Torah says lashon of loy teichal. Don't eat. Eating means a shear of a kezayis. Svaleka. And now that you only ate a chatzi zayis, the size of half of an olive, you put them in the raisa. That's what Lakish is for. So Eisvei Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has to kash to Resh Lakish. With the braisa it says like this. Ein li elo kol she yeshna boinish yeshna bazara. Hayom the Torah says by chaylev two things. You're not allowed to eat chaylev. Third lesson, kol chaylev, you're not allowed to eat. Like Rashi says, kol chaylev, shor v'kesev, veiz, loy toichlum. You're not allowed to eat it. Harei azorah. V'somachlein, right after that the Pasuk says in Ornish, ki yichol oichol chaylev min abheimam, is nichrasa. You get chorus. So the Torah says two things. There's a law not to eat chaylev, to trade for fats, and if you eat it, you chayev chorus. So I only know, in the yellow kol, sheshtim b'yonish, yeshtim b'azorah. Kfi. How do I know a kvi that's a suffix, whether it's a behema or a chayim? We know the loch is by behema, the chaylev, the chaylev is also, there's nisa the fats. Mashenkin, by a chayo, all the fats are mutter. A kvi posh is an animal that's a suffix to us if it's a behema or a chaylev. How do we know that we're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a kvi? Who adin the chatishir? How do I know you're not allowed to eat a chatishir of chaylev? Hoyo v'yena b'yonish. Since you don't get chorus. Because chita, by chorus, you have to have a kezayis. You have to have a shear. So Yochel, I would think, ain't a biyazorah, who are then, there's no lav either. Like if you eat chaylev, a chati shear, there's nothing wrong with your isa. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Rema, the Pasuk says no. Kol chaylev. Pasuk says kol chaylev. By Lashon of Achila, it says kol chaylev v'teichel. So it's coming to include any type of a chaylev. Means even a chati shear of the chaylev is also what to eat. So chor tzerai, it's Rabbi Yechanan. It's around that even a chatzi shear of chaylev is not to eat. So what does Resh Lakish do with this? And for the Gemara, mid the rabbanon across machta b'yalma. Resh Lakish holds no, it's only an issue with the rabbanon here. And either we dash in a posik, is it a smachta b'yalma? From the smachta we say this. But really, mid the raisam, chaylev is only yosser also if you eat a kezayis of chaylev. If you eat a chatzi zayis of chaylev, it's only yosser mid the rabbanon. So the kasha good taste this, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, the chorus mashma, how does Rabbi Yechanan know chatashir is awesome in a Torah? From this pasuk. It says kol chaylev. Mashma, any part of the chaylev is awesome, even a chatashir of the chaylev. And before the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechanan says a svarim of chazal terufay. So chorus is not a pasuk, it's a svarim of chazal terufay. So what taste says, top taste is, hey, stamily, amaylai koma mitayma de besomach, the kol chaylev rabbis chatashir. So what do you have to say now is svara that a chatishir is also because it's chazal terufin. It adds up like you could put two together. You can combine the first chatizayis with the next chatizayis. He has a pasuk. V'yeshlem b'loch yitzchok l'aviyach l'frushay haytaima m'shundi mikro the chol cheder haviyamina ikka kro l'kvi yitzroch l'chatishim d'rabbonin v'yasamcha kro. In other words, Amol, you have this, you need both things together. You need a svara to say that it's included in the pasuk. Without this svara of chatzis rufei, I would say the pasuk of kol chaylev only comes to say even a kvi, even an animal that's a suffix to us. If it's an animal, if a behemoth or a chaya, there's also the yisam not tita chaylev. That's all the pasuk means. I wouldn't know it also means a chatzis shir. So since I have a svara of chazal terufin, the svara tells me now that it's even included in the drush of this pasuk. So now from kol chaylev I know it includes chatzishir. Resh Lakish says no, it's only in the smach, it's only in the rabbanon. So Gemara says now, Hochinami Mistavra, it's a good svara. We understand Rosh Lachish's svara very good. The Sakodaitzach, the rice, if you want to tell me now this drosha of Kol Chelev, that includes even a Kvi, and a Chatashi was also with the rice, for the Gemara Kvi Sveikahu, is Itzra Krol Yesuya Sveikahu. His Avimina is a Kvi is a type of an animal that we're in doubt what din does this Kvi have. Is it called a Behema or is it called a Chaya? So we have the Sufik. But the Abisha doesn't have the suffix, and Kodesh Baruch Hu knows clearly what it is. So the Chura doesn't pass the Torah should say, Shno, or Kvi, you're not allowed, a new Pasuk, you're not allowed in your Tchelev. Shita, like Minat Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, if this animal is a behemoth, so if it's a behemoth, you're not allowed to eat the Tchelev. If it's a Chaya, you are allowed to eat the Tchelev. It's only we that don't know what it is, so we have a suffix, we don't need it. But it doesn't say that Torah comes to teach us by a suffix it's also. Like by the Abish, there's no suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows clearly what it is. So Mara says no. For Imishim Hola Iri, for this alone, this wouldn't be a kasha. I'll tell you, if Shandas Bryce is Kasova, this man the Yom holds, Kvi is Beria B'fnei Yatzmahi. Kvi is not the Pshat, it's an animal that we have a suffix what it is.